Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Powell to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach, and we have our program director and sound engineer, South Bay Jay, in the studio. And looking out the window, the weather's just totally awesome. And it was pretty much great, well, I was going to say most of this weekend, but all of the weekend. So that's why it's great living in Southern Cal, I guess. You know, it seems like I always start out with the weather and, start out the show. And lately, the forecasts have been spot on, the weather forecasts. Although there was some talk about we might be getting rain later this week. I hope they're wrong on that. Anyways, the big story, obviously, is the Dodgers won the National League pennant, beating, the Mets. I'm going to crack up laughing in a second. Well, I'll say why. We were down at the pier, and we were wearing Dodgers, attired. I had a Dodger cap, and my girlfriend had a Dodgers shirt. And we were at the pumpkin races, and they had this, it's like a setting where you can get, it's like a photo op thing. And so Shawa says, well, let's get someone to take our photo. And I said, okay, fine. I turn around to ask this guy to take my photo, and he's wearing a Mets cap. Now, I don't know if he was, he's a New Yorker, but I don't know if was a New York transplant or, maybe he came to watch, to attend the game. But stupid me, right after I said it, and I look up at his hat, and he gave me this weird look, and he gave the phone to his wife, or the woman he was with, and says, here, you take it. And so she took a pretty good photo and got my phone back. And then Shala said, you're lucky you got your phone back in one piece. So I'll have to be a little more careful next time. But I'm sure he's not a happy camper. So anyways, now it's another New York team, the Yankees, versus the Dodgers in the World Series. I think it's this Friday at 5-ish. So, and they're playing, they're starting out here at Chavez Ravine. And I've heard that the tickets for the cheap seats a couple of hours ago, they were selling at $1,175. So, for cheap seats. I'd rather watch it on TV in the comfort of our home and, just basically relax and chill. Actually, we were watching yesterday's game with some friends, of course, all Dodgers fans. And so it was kind of a okay game, I suppose. Nothing really exciting. Of course, it's always exciting when your team, the team that you're rooting for, wins, and especially when they win, the National League Championship Series and are going to the World Series. But, one of the announcers kept saying, well, if this game goes to game seven, and it's like, shut up. They're going to win it outright here. And it was a great thing. They're winning. They won it, you know, in their home stadium. And, but, you know, it's like, and then I remember earlier on when they were saying, oh, this could be, you know, a Mets-Yankees World Series. I think they called it a freeway series. Do they really have that many freeways in New York? But obviously that didn't happen. And, you know, I wasn't exactly sure if the Dodgers were going to be playing the Yankees a few days ago, but hopefully it'll be a great matchup. Now, the one thing that I'm still wondering about is the famous Shohei Ohtani 50-50 baseball. I remember at one point the bidding on it was at $1.7 million, and there was litigation over who was the rightful owner. There allegedly was talk that, you know, the guy who actually has the ball and turned it over to the auction house, that he actually grabbed it out of some kid's hands. And then there was some other person that said they actually had the ball first, and in the shuffle, it got knocked out of his hand, and he's suing. So I guess now it's in the hands of lawyers and courts. But I remember at one point the auction house was saying, you know, they were going to go ahead with the auction, but they weren't going to turn the ball over until its legal ownership had been decided. But watching the game, every time there was a foul ball hit, you know, into the stands, and then they would obviously show the player. This one guy in left field caught, you know, a home run ball with his bare hands. And but I was thinking, I wonder how much those balls could go for. Obviously, it's not the same as the Shohei Ohtani record 50-50 ball. But and, you know, one of the balls that was caught was last night was in was a Shohei Ohtani home run ball, so I guess that would probably have more worth than, you know, one of the other home run balls. I remember there was a time when, you know, your opposing team hits a home run, you throw the ball back onto the field. For me, it's like, heck no, I'm going to keep it. It's a great souvenir. Why would I want to throw it on the onto the field? But I guess home run balls or foul balls that get caught during the World Series will be worth even more, and especially if it's, let's say, the game-winning or perhaps even the series-winning home run ball, then I got to believe that one is definitely going to be worth a lot of money. So, but, you know, when they get, like, let's say, $300 for a ball, because I've seen things on eBay, and it's like, you know, if I caught a ball and it's an official, you know, Major League Baseball, I'm going to keep it. I mean, as a personal souvenir. I don't know what my price point would be where I would, you know, give it up. But for a couple of hundred or a few hundred bucks, I don't know. I think I would tend to keep, want to just hold on to the ball. Although I think nowadays you can actually buy, you know, official Major League Baseballs, you know, the ball that was used in a game. Because whenever you see, like, a foul ball hit or a pitch that, you know, goes into the ground or whatever, sometimes it gets thrown into the stands. But obviously, they get a lot of balls that, you know, they can't put back in the field of play. And I guess that's where they get them, you know, where they sell them. I've actually got one, and I don't know where I got it from. Oh, it was at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and it's in a plastic case, and it has the NFL. It has the Major League Baseball logo, and it has a hologram on the outside of the case, like a seal. And I never thought that I would ever even want to sell that. And it looks like it was never used. So I guess maybe they have extras that they sell. You know, you can find anything on eBay, obviously, but things are getting sold now that, you know, you never thought would ever be sold or would be of any value to anybody. But going back to the game, it was somewhat exciting. But when the bases are loaded, and it's not your team that's loaded up the bases, that gets kind of scary at times. But fortunately, then, when you get, if it's like two outs, then maybe it's not quite as scary as if there's no outs or only, maybe one or two, because chances are somebody might get a base hit or a walk or, God forbid, again, if it's the opposing team, hits it out of the park. So it's always great when a pitcher gets out of that predicament. The one thing I always hate is when the coach makes a coaching change, the manager makes a coaching change, and then, the new pitcher comes in and he has to get into the game and get acclimated first, and in the process, runs are scored. Obviously, if, the pitcher is really bad, you can't find the strike zone, or, worse, his balls are getting hit left and right, baseballs, I should say, then, that's another matter. And then the way they do that is they charge those runs against the pitcher that, got the people on base. And I never understood that. To me, it should be charged against the replacement pitcher that caused it, someone to get a hit or a walk or whatever and caused runs to be scored. But I'm sure there's a reason for it. Or maybe they should both be charged, a run on their average. But anyways, it's a great baseball game. I usually don't like watching baseball games. When I was a kid, I played Little League, and I love playing, baseball or nowadays softball, like a pickup game. But, when it comes to like a league championship series or now especially the World Series, now Shala, on the other hand, kept saying, this is boring. But it was also because we had watched some really good football games over the weekend. And she loves football, of course, and as do I. That's my favorite sport. But, come on. Baseball is our American pastime. And, except nowadays you can't go to a game because you got to pay, if it's Chavez Ravine, you have to pay to get past that arch or whatever. There's a fee to cross under that. Then, I don't know what the parking is these days. And certainly for, the World Series, it's going to be $50 or more. And then, let alone the ticket price. And then, of course, to pay a gazillion bucks for a hot dog and peanuts and a beer or whatever you're going to eat at the stadium. So that could get awfully expensive in a hurry, not to mention the traffic jam. But again, I love watching sports on TV in the comfort of my home. And, I can take a bathroom break, not have to wait in line. But anyways, that's enough of baseball. Go Dodgers. I want to see the Dodgers sweep, the World Series. But that is kind of wishful thinking. The one thing is when a game is strung out to seven, and then a team wins at the very end, in game seven, but they split the games. And people say, they did that just to get more money. And I don't know, I guess they get paid per game when you go into postseason or how that works. The same thing with football. And said, football, you know, the games are all sudden death, if you will. But in baseball, I don't think you'd want to risk losing a game and being, out of it, being eliminated, just, even if it's for more money. But, there's always talk about that. There's talk about people fixing games and whatever. But I think most sports are on the up and up, and they're exciting to watch. I'm not a betting person, so I don't bet. But it's interesting when a team wins, but they didn't beat the point spread, or they lose, but they beat the, they lost. You could have a team that would lose in football, and they didn't beat the point spread. And that must be frustrating for bettors, but I don't bet. Although they say, if you don't bet, you don't win, or whatever it is, you don't play, you don't, whatever. So, anyways, just some other sports. The LA Rams lost to the Las Vegas Raiders 20-15, and now the Rams are 2-4. Beat the Raiders, I'm sorry. And the score's 2-4, they're 2-4, I guess. I might be wrong about that, because I wrote this up backwards. And the L.A. Chargers, I was telling Jay, who you just heard a second ago, South Bay Jay, about how a number of Rams fans are now Chargers fans. And we were talking about, I was mentioning the Lakers, when the Lakers were championship caliber, and, a lot of people were, they called them fakers, they became Lakers, but they weren't, early on in the season. But the Chargers, which I believe are 3-2, are going to be playing tonight. They're going to be playing the Arizona Cardinals, who are 2-4. So, go Chargers. One game of note, I'm kind of a Niners fan. Graduated from Long Beach State University, and they used to be, their mascot was the 49ers because they were founded, the school was founded in 1949. But I also lived near Sacramento in early childhood for a few years. And so I kind of have in my heart, the San Francisco 49ers. But they got beat by the Kansas City Chiefs. So Casey is now 6-0, and I believe the Niners are probably 3-4. That game was 28-10, and we watched the whole game. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes is really good. He's like one of the great quarterbacks, and will ultimately be headed to the Hall of Fame. And of course, Travis Kelce is a great tight end. So, and Purdy, on the other hand, for the Niners, had his moments, ups and downs. And I was also talking with Jay during the break that for some reason I'm seeing on social media people are posting, that Purdy could get traded, but, it's, who knows. Now, I didn't see Taylor Swift. There was portions of the game where we took a break, and we actually walked to the beach and came back. So I didn't see her, in the box. I did see the Taylor Swift commercial. There might have been more than one. So, but there was a time when she wasn't at, two of Kelce's games, and the rumors were flying, and then, of course, the next game, she was there. She's obviously got a busy schedule with concerts and, things, especially when they're overseas. Although there was one where she did a concert, got on a plane, and came back to Kansas City or wherever the Chiefs were playing and, was there. So one thing that I really thought was great during, the KC Niners game. It was on the Niners half of that, but that was the rookie receiver, Ricky Pearsall, when he made his NFL debut. You know, that was just, I believe it was 50 days after he was shot in the chest during an attempted robbery. And I remember yesterday watching the reception that he got when he made his first catch of the game. And, you know, the situation, the attempted robbery could have gone in a much different path. So it was great to see him, you know, back on the field and, or on the field, scoring a, you know, or not scoring, but getting a reception. So, you know, you hear a lot about some players that, you know, are kind of snobbish, and then you have other players that are very charitable, and they donate lots of money, or they do things for great causes, and, you know, that's the difference between someone who's a sports hero, or should be a sports hero, versus maybe a zero. And on that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
It's Powell to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And don't say, hey, wait a minute, what about the college football scores? And it's like, no, I didn't forget about it. We just had to go to a commercial break. So the good news is UCLA beat Rutgers. I don't know how good of a team Rutgers is. I didn't even think they had one, but apparently they do. But the score was 35-32, so UCLA is now 2-5, you know, well below 500. And USC lost to Maryland 28-29. I don't know if the game was actually as close as the score shows. But USC is also below 500. I think they're 3-4. And, you know, a lot of people, well, I won't say a lot of people, some people are calling for Lincoln Riley to get the boot. However, since he reportedly has a $110 million 10-year contract, he was also provided with a $6 million Manhattan Beach home, and he has unlimited access to a private jet. So not bad for, you know, a coach with a 3-4 record. But I don't know what will happen there. I think their season is pretty much over. I've been seeing on social media, you know, people that have been trashing like UCLA and USC, and they're saying that, you know, they don't belong in the Big Ten. They should go back to the Pac-12 league, but I think that's defunct now, or will be if it's not already. And they were always saying that the pollsters would score down when they were doing the rankings. They would downrank the West Coast teams because they're not as good as, you know, the Midwest or East Coast teams. And I don't know if there's any truth to any of that. And I don't know if, you know, looking at how UCLA is doing and USC as well, if you can at this point make predictions. Now, when you're saying, but the, you know, West Coast teams or the former Pac-12, you know, they weren't as good as, you know, they were made up to be. Well, but the counter argument is, look at Oregon. They're now number one after Texas got knocked off. And I don't think that argument holds any weight. But we'll see how the rest of the season plays out. Somebody had posted that both USC and UCLA are going to be playing in the Toilet Bowl at the end of the season. I thought that was kind of humorous. You know, I'm not a USC or UCLA fan. Obviously, if I were, you know, I'd be kind of saddened by the way the season is going. And I don't know what the rest of their season is. If, you know, they've got some even stronger teams, or I should say strong teams. I don't think either Rutgers or Maryland were your, powerhouse teams. But I could be wrong. You know, maybe they are. I haven't looked at the rankings, the NC2A rankings yet. But I think Texas got knocked down to, well, somewhere between number five and number seven. And that's what happened when USC lost their first game. And then when they lost their second game, they were out of the, they were at least out of the top 10, and then later were out of the top 25. I want to just actually talk about some great things that happened over the weekend. On Saturday and Sunday in Manhattan Beach, they had the 54th annual American Martyrs Parish Fair, and it's all for the proceeds are for charity. So they have games and they have a live and silent auction, and it's just kind of fun. And we walked from like a half a block from the beach all the way to American Martyrs School grounds. And it was a nice walk. You know, the weather was great. Then on Sunday, it was the 15th annual Manhattan Beach Peer-to-Peer Friendship Walk, which is a fundraiser for local schools for special needs classes. And it goes from the Manhattan Beach Pier to the Hermosa Beach Pier and then back. And it's actually a walk. I don't think I saw any runners. You know, some of the, like, 5Ks and 10Ks, they're actual runs, and people are running, and, but a lot of people are walking, or at least walking part of the way, or in some cases most of the way. I know we just recently had the Manhattan Beach 10K, and the person who won set a record for under 30 minutes, and and there were also a number of records. I think there were like 4,500 people that participated, and that also goes to local nonprofits. So the events are great exercise, they're fun, and at the end of the day, it's all for, you know, a great cause. So, and then after the peer-to-peer friendship walk, it was the 34th annual Manhattan Beach Pumpkin Race. And for those of you that don't know, they put two axles with what looks like skateboard wheels, or what is skateboard wheels, but then there's also the slightly larger, more professional wheels. They roll them down lower Pier Avenue, and you know, it's powered by gravity. You're not allowed to push the pumpkin. So I should know a lot about it. I retired 2 years ago, but the city has a special race where, what happens is it's the city staff people. Why do I say city staff? It's city people, so it's usually the mayor, the city council, the city commissions, and then the department heads, and it's like a grudge match, although the winner gets a trophy. And it was usually just one single race, just once down the hill or down the street, and whoever, you know, hit the hay bale first won. But it got so popular, then what they would do is, because you can't have too many pumpkin racers on, you know, the street. I think it's like 20 to 25 feet wide. So they would have two heats, and then the top, however many, I can't remember now, I think it maybe is the top one or two from each heat go into the finals, and then the winner of that gets the trophy. Well, long story short, I won six trophies, and I could have won seven, but I could have probably won eight. One time, someone's racer, I think it was my first going on, or first time participating in that, someone hit my pumpkin and took it out. You know, it was like a pumpkin that was in the lane next to me that they didn't test to see that it would go in a straight line, and they knocked me out of the race. The other time, the catcher didn't catch the pumpkin before it hit the hay bale, and the axle was bent. And so then in the final, it veered off and hit the wall, and I was pissed about that. I should have noticed, or I should have looked to see if there was any damage, but there wouldn't have been anything probably I could have done with a bent axle, because you don't have the tools, and the race immediately follows the final. Anyways, pumpkin race is always fun to watch, and it's really for the kids. You know, watching the kids, they decorate the pumpkins, in some cases, you know, really, there should be a prize for the best decorated, winning is just a secondary thing. Anyways, we have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network. Talk to the people. Talk to the people. Talk to the people. It's Powell to the People.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the part specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold off. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
It's Power to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Power to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And I almost forgot to say who won that grudge match, race, I should say. But it was the Parks and Recs Commission. They all went in together and decorated. It was actually a great, the pumpkin was well decorated. It was obviously very aerodynamic and so a great win. You know, previously, last year, the mayor won, and then he was bragging about it's going to be a repeat, and that didn't happen. So never brag, because you'll wind up perhaps eating your words. Well, so speaking about pumpkins, Halloween is, about a week and a half away? And one upcoming event that I want to mention, it's actually going on right now, it started yesterday, but it's one resident has a Halloween Halloween light show every year. And it's called The Nightmare Before Christmas on Palm Avenue. And that's because the house, the residence, is located at the corner of Palm Avenue and 16th Street. And it's really great. I don't know what their electric bill comes to, but it reminds me of as we get closer to Christmas, and there's a couple of streets where everybody on their home, every home on that street, decorates, and they have everything's lit up, and they have lights strung across the street, which I don't know if it's legal or not, but in this case, it's just one house, and it has an awesome light show. It runs Monday through Thursday. From 6:30 p.m. to 7:30. Actually, I take that back. It's two shows every evening. So one is at 6:30 p.m. and the other is at 7:30 p.m. Then Fridays through Sundays, they have three shows: one at 6:30, one at 7, and one at 7:30 p.m. Now you want to get there early because traffic is a nightmare, but the worst thing is parking, especially in the tree section. You know, parking is always a challenge. Well, anywhere in Manhattan Beach, or maybe I should say anywhere in the beach cities. But when there's an event going on, especially something as popular as this light show, get there early. Okay, well, so enough about Halloween. Speaking about upcoming events, although I don't know if you can call it an event, but obviously November 5th, there's an election. And, of course, on TV you're hearing about the presidential election, but there's also nationwide, there's congressional and Senate elections. I don't know if there's any governor elections. But locally, there's statewide ballot propositions, and then, of course, there's city council races. And it used to be the city council would have their elections on an off date. It was typically like March, the first Tuesday in March of odd-numbered years, but then state law made them move the election to either a primary or a general election. So, and of course, Manhattan Beach moved it to the first Tuesday of November of even-numbered years. And but oftentimes people don't even vote on what's referred to as the down ballot candidates or down ballot issues. That's, if you're going to vote, vote in every position. Although I do have to qualify, there are some judgeships that I don't vote because I don't know anything about the judges, and there's not really much of a way you can find out about them other than, for the candidates, are they a former prosecutor or a former defense attorney? Now, the state bar, at least in California, they have a rating system, and they're ranked either well-qualified, I think it's exceptionally well-qualified, well-qualified, qualified, and then not qualified. But I don't know if there's any politics in that. But I would urge everyone to research the candidates and the ballot propositions. You get a sample ballot that has detailed information and the actual text of, the ballot propositions, because sometimes the descriptions are misleading and the devil is in the details. And the same thing with candidates. You don't want to vote for candidates that have slick mailers or slick newspaper ads, or they have signs all over on, illegally on city right-of-ways or city property or vacant lots. You need to actually research, their background, what experience they have, and vote for, what you believe is the most qualified. There have been some candidate forms. They're done now, at least in Manhattan Beach. And as to the ballot propositions, I think the League of Women Voters, they had at least one, forum or discussion on the ballot propositions. So now if you haven't received a ballot, obviously you can go to the polls and vote, but you have to be a registered voter. And if you didn't receive it, there might be a reason why you didn't, other than things getting lost in the mail. But there's a website you can go to, and it's called lavote.gov. Obviously, that's for L.A. County only. And I'm sure other counties and other states have websites. But in L.A. County, you can go to lavote.gov. So speaking about post offices, I have two packages that I have never received, and I'm pissed. And both of them actually got misrouted. Normally, wherever they come from, they wind up eventually at the LAX, the Los Angeles distribution facility, the regional distribution facility. And then from there, it goes to the El Segundo post office. And then from there, it goes to the Manhattan Beach post office where it's delivered. Sometimes it's delivered directly from the El Segundo post office. Well, I had two packages that were delivered to the Hawthorne post office, the Hawthorne main post office, and they've been sitting there for a few weeks now, and you can't talk to anybody now. You can't call the local post office and find out what's going on. There's like an 800 number, and who the heck knows where they're located. One time, someone called me back from El Segundo Post Office. They said, well, we have nothing to do with it. Somewhere stuck in the Hawthorne Post Office. Then later they said, oh, well, the shipping label must have been illegible, or, the barcode was not readable. So I had the company that I bought, they take a Xerox of the shipping label before they send it off, and there was nothing wrong with the shipping label. So obviously someone at the LA regional distribution facility doesn't have a clue. And I mentioned this to a friend over the weekend. They said, yeah, we've had that problem recently with packages as well. So if anybody's listening from the post office, which I doubt, but or if you know of anybody that works at the L.A. Regional Distribution Facility, somebody needs to be trained. Because I was told it's a hand process. You would think everything would be automated and scanned, but apparently that's not the case. Anyways, enough of that. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Millions of Americans are without access to dental benefits, especially because of the high market demand for quality and affordable dental care in America. Now here comes DentalPlans.com. It's the leading online resource for discount dental plans and an alternative to dental insurance for families and individuals. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on DentalPlans.com now and find your affordable dental care in America.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Carole King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. Well, you know, a lot of things are made overseas and come here, and I've actually bought things, you know, that have come from Mexico or China, and interestingly, when they're shipped, I never had a problem with them. The two items that I purchased that had a problem with the post office was one was from Indiana, came from Indiana, and the other one came from New York. And it wasn't like they were in the hurricane-stricken areas, and they didn't go through any hurricane-stricken hubs either. So, you know, the quality of things you get from third world countries is one thing. And then, of course, hoping to get it is yet another, as I've said, you know, as I've recently found out. So, you know, I mentioned earlier that, you know, when things drop off of the news and you don't hear anything, you know, like the Shohei Ohtani 50-50 baseball, it's like, I wonder, you know, I guess I can go online and Google and look up. But the other thing that comes to mind was the million-dollar heist that happened here in Manhattan Beach. And I, you know, mentioned American Martyr School. Somebody who drove up, I guess, was dropping the kid off or went in just for a couple of minutes. And they had $1 million in a cardboard box in their car. And obviously the car got broken into and the $1 million cash was gone. No one seems to know, or maybe the police do, you know, what kind of business they were in. But usually, you know, with that kind of money, it's probably illegal, maybe drug-related, but, you know, who knows. But when they looked at the car, they noticed that there was a tracker, a GPS tracker that had been placed. So, you know, there's some mom-and-pop businesses where, you know, they take the cash home, you know, at the end of the day, or they'll bring the cash back. And so, obviously, someone in whatever business they had a lot of cash, and someone knew it, and they waited to get to a place where it was going to be left in the car, and they followed them. And so I don't know what kind of GPS tracker it is, but that was used. You know, now they have the AirTags from Apple and then all kinds of devices. And I have one that I keep in my car, you know, just in case it gets stolen. They have some app now where if you can't find it in a large parking lot because you didn't write down what floor or what section you were on, you can track it that way. And I think I can do that with my iPhone. But I'm now very cautious. You know, I always at least make a mental note of, you know, it's level 3 or color green or whatever. So, but I know some people have gone to, like, Disneyland or gone to a stadium and then forgot where they parked their car. And but I think at a stadium, like it's a ball game, worst case scenario is you just wait for everyone to leave and then you'll be able to spot your car. That one might be an easy one, although, you know, maybe somewhat frustrating. If you're close by, you just push the panic button on your remote key, and you know, if you're within whatever the range is of that, you can hear it audibly and, you know, find it that way. Well, so speaking about Apple, you know, I'm still now on the fence, and I was going to buy the Apple Series 10 watch. And at first, I couldn't decide whether I wanted the aluminum. They have two now, aluminum and titanium. And so I'm going to get the aluminum. I'm not going to pay a gazillion bucks for the titanium version. But they have the natural aluminum look, and then they have this gloss black. They call it jet black. And so it took me a while. And I was also a little bit concerned about the jet black if it was going to show scratches, because people say that the Apple 7 had that same coating, and it was horrible. It showed scratches, even micro scratches, from rubbing up against clothes. But apparently, that's now they use like a 30-step anodizing process and coating process. So I finally figured on that. Then it was like, okay, which watch band should I get with it? Because you get a choice. And then I finally figured that one out, actually just last weekend. But now I'm hearing that they're not selling very well, and the same thing with the Apple Watch Ultra Series 2. So, and some places are actually discounting the price. So, and now, you know, having a couple of weeks or a few weeks since the watch was released, I think, you know, there's nothing really wrong with the watch that I have. You know, it's not a smart watch, but I mean, I got a smartphone and an iPad. And now they're saying that Apple's going to come out with a smart ring or a health ring, you know, like what Samsung has. And in fact, they have those watches that can monitor your vital signs, and then it sends it to your phone. And you, in one case, someone was actually having a heart issue, and it saved their life. Not just one case, a number of cases. Of course, the same could be said with smartwatches. But I just read somewhere today online that somebody actually, the watch told them that they were sick before they even had the symptoms that they were sick. I guess it was based on their temperature, or maybe a combination of that, and their blood pressure or blood oxygen. So now I'm thinking maybe I should just wait, because I don't really need a watch. Maybe I should wait until, as rumored, next year that when Apple brings out, you know, their health ring or smart ring or Apple ring, whatever they're going to call it. So yeah, maybe that's what I'll do. And then for, like, sleep tracking, it tracks, you know, how many hours you slept and the quality of sleep and whatever. And wearing a watch to bed seems to me to be somewhat uncomfortable. A ring might be a lot better, or would probably be a lot better. So now I'm thinking maybe I'll wait for the ring. Now, the one thing about the smartwatch, however, is it does have a display, which the ring doesn't. So you can see messages and, you know, and you can also, you know, do Siri and other functions. And the same thing for the people that are Android users that have Android phones, you know, and Android watches. They don't cross-platform. They make it as an accessory. They call it an accessory to your, whether it's an Apple, you know, an iPhone, or a Samsung Galaxy phone, whatever they call it, you know. But anyways, I'm just going to wait a little bit longer and see about the reviews. And on that note, that's all the time we have. I want to thank my listeners for listening to Powell to the People. And always remember, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community and the world a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a great week. We'll see you back next Monday, same time, same place. Until then, bye for now.
Powell, it's Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People. It's Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People.